Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. At a time when our society is becoming increasingly hostile to biblical values, it's more important than ever to have the right lens through which to view things, the right worldview. Our worldview is the filter through which we process life, and as Christians, it should be based on the uncompromised Word of God, not on popular culture. Examining what's most important to you is key to becoming more mindful of the things of God, and we can only do that when we humbly submit to what is revealed in the Word of God and refuse to let our feelings, wisdom, or opinions of others be our guide. You see, being mindful of the things of God enables you to walk in victory. It strengthens your faith and gives you something to stand on when opposition comes your way. In today's message titled, Be Mindful of the Things of God, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you the importance of making God's Word the final authority in your life.
What's on your mind? Are you mindful of things of God or the things of men? Open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew chapter 16, and I'm reading verses 21 to 23, and I read, From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. You see, Christ said, Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me. For you are not mindful of things of God, but things of men. And that's what I want to talk about today as we remember the Easter week. Jesus came onto this earth with a clear purpose. He said, The Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, to bring deliverance to prisoners, to bring sight to the blind. He came to seek and to save sinners. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus came onto this earth for a very unique purpose. So what you need to bear in mind is that there is a time between your life here and the time to be translated to the next life. There comes a time of departure, but between it, we are to fulfill God's purposes for our lives. And Jesus knew his time had come and drawing near. So use your time profitably. Think about what God is thinking about. Be mindful of things of God, but not things of men. That's what Jesus said to Peter when Peter rebuked him not to go onto the cross, not to accomplish purposes for which he came onto this earth. So I want to get into what God thinks about. What's on God's mind? What was on Jesus' mind? Jesus knew that he had to be betrayed, imprisoned, tortured, and killed. But he also knew that the hour had come that he had to go to Jerusalem at a particular point in time. He was supposed to accomplish his purposes. Jesus had the mission to tear down the great divide between God and man, to render sin powerless. He came to defeat death and to set us free. Nothing was going to stop him from fulfilling his mission to rescue mankind. So he said to Peter, You are Satan. You are a stumbling block. You are just mindful of things of men, not things of God. Heaven was going to break through, and that's why Jesus came. That time to go to the cross was approaching. So he said, I will go and suffer many things. And look at what happened after Jesus predicted his death. Peter rebuked him and said, Far from it, it's not going to happen to you. You see, human beings, we are fickle. Many times we are impulsive and easily swayed into different directions. Because if you read the earlier verses of what I just read, just a short time earlier, the very person who said, "Jesus, you are the Son of the living God," was also incited to rebuke Jesus not to go to the cross. Jesus knew this would happen. He knew what would be unfolding. He knew he would be betrayed by a friend at some point. He knew he would suffer greatly. He knew he would be subjected to a criminal's death. But he did it anyway because he loved us so deeply. He did it anyway because that was on God's mind and that was on his mind. The book of Hebrews says that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. What joy? The joy of redeeming and restoring us to right relationship with God, to make us children of God, to give us everlasting life in his kingdom. He did it for the joy of you and me. The book of Psalms say he brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. God delights in you and me. That's why Jesus came to suffer for us. And because he delights in you and me and desires a relationship with you, he died on the cross and rose again to accomplish his purpose of saving us from our sins. So the Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians, said in Philippians chapter 2, and I read verses 5 to 8, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross." So the Apostle Paul was writing to the Philippian Christians that they should have that mindset that Jesus Christ had, that God had. Jesus descended from heaven in order to show us his love. Jesus was the servant savior to God's creation by taking the form of a bond servant, coming to earth as a human being. Every time I think of the fact that he was in heaven, he was free from all the suffering and pain that we had to experience. Not only did he experience death threats, he experienced death on the cross. He went through unimaginable pain and all the other things for us. Jesus limited his glory and ability so that he could be in our midst and we could identify with him. He humbled himself and voluntarily chose to be obedient to God to the point of death, even death on a cross, and had us in mind the whole entire time. He had us in mind. That's why nothing stopped him from going to suffer. As we are going through the season of Easter, we are to reflect on the fact that Jesus came to die for us. He loves us so much that he was obedient to God. Therefore, because Jesus made himself a humble servant, obedient to the point of death, God highly exalted him. That's what the scripture says. He was the servant savior for God's glory. Not only did God exalt him, the word says that God honored Jesus' name above all others. Everyone will bow and confess to the servant Savior who bowed to the will of the Father on our behalf. This is done for the glory of God. He came to die in our place as a servant, as a man. He was God, but humbled himself to our level. How much more, as it says in the verses that I read, that we are supposed to have the same mindset, the same mind as Christ, as we love one another. We are to have the same mind as Christ because that's how transformation begins. Christ's mindset is that of a servant, a selfless and humble one. Transformation starts in the mind, my friend. And we must look to Christ as our example. Jesus, who was himself God, never even had it in his mind to just grab that deity from God. As the divine Son of the Father who loved God, he chose to serve him. Jesus served God by following his will. He is the God-man, the servant Savior. He is our example. So think about the gratitude that comes knowing that Jesus didn't have to come. He had a choice and he came because of his great love for us. We should have that same mind to love others and be full of gratitude knowing how God our Father is. Jesus is our perfect example. He is the one to look up to when it comes to how we are living. Let me ask you two questions. What are you mindful of? Are you mindful of things of God or things of men? Answer that question yourself. Jesus is the servant Savior. He's the God-man. Although we can never match up to him, he is our greatest example. There are many Christians who are examples of sacrificial servants who are working and pouring out their life for the gospel. And I hope we can gain inspiration from them as well. How are you living out your life? We are children of God, capable of living out this life, being mindful of the things of God and not the things of men. Father, we thank you for sending your Son to take on the weight of our sins. Because of his sacrifice, we can experience his heavenly peace on earth. This week, my God, remind us of what Jesus accomplished on the cross and the eternal life change we can experience because of his resurrection. Help us to glorify you with every breath we take. And Jesus, thank you for choosing to experience what it means to be human. At great cost, you came to earth and sacrificed yourself for us by dying on the cross. Thank you for loving us so fully. As we think about your selfless sacrifice, fill us with your love. Let your love flow through us today so that we joyfully serve others with humility. I pray that this will be our mindset in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the time without hesitation to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.